Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. As you know, Vrindavan is very, very well known for its festival, in festivals, plural. In fact, in the Brahma Samhita, it is described that the spiritual world is a world where at every step there is dance, there is the constant vibration of Krishna's flute, there is drama, there is play, there is vilas, and so on. It is said in Braj there are six items which distinguish Vrindavan from all other kingdom of gods. God, man, his devotees, Krishna's devotees become, thank you, lovingly angry at him and pretend to reject the Lord. This is typical for Braj. It is nowhere else. Then there is Dan. Krishna demands taxes from his devotees, and if he does not obtain them, if the devotees delay in giving the taxes, Krishna gives pleasure to them by breaking their yogurt pots and so on. Dan, this is, you don't find in Christian churches or in moshes or even in Dwaraka. The next is Krishna here is sometimes stealing. Yes, he steals butter. He steals karma of the devotees, and he steals actually their hearts. No? This is also the stealing. The God who steals, who secretly climbs in the windows and goes to where the supplies are stored. You don't find this in the Vatican or anywhere. So there is Chori and there is Hori. Hori or Holi is the festival of colors. But it is important to note that this festival of colors relates to love. Love has various colors. There's love amongst friends, there's love amongst from children to parents, and vice versa. There's romantic love. There's so many expressions of love. And finally, you find here two other items. Rasa, the Lord dances and expands himself in many, many, many forms. And Vilasa, playfulness, you know, just very playful, very humorous play. So we have invited our Krishna Murari Goswami, who is having a double life at the moment. In the evening he sings with the Goswamis of Vrindavan about the pastimes of Krishna for a few hours, no? Samaj. And during the day he is here and serving all of you, although technically that's his free time. We thought there is no better person than a bridge Parsi who knows the culture, very important, and who lives the culture, to explain to us what is this place, which obviously has to do something with the colors. you have seen our talented professional Steven Spielberg film producer, who is behind his camera and smiles a colorful smile in our direction. So this place, obviously, but exactly how And what is the situation? Our Krishna Murari Goswami will share with us. Let us just see. Or should we bring it a little higher? This is better. Good.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Radhe Shyam.
Hare Shyam.
First of all, welcome to the place where the most joyful pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. We are here at even the name of this specific place, Gulal Kund. The powder colors which you see just in front of Giriraj, they are known as Gulal in Braj Bhasha. And even the waters of this Kund are something pinkish red because of the eternal pastimes which take place here. Yes, we were hearing from Maharaj that there are six pastimes which Krishna performs only in Braj. He doesn't perform these pastimes when he is living in Mathura or when he is living in Dwarka. He performs them just in Braj. The first pastime we heard was Dan, when he demands tax. The second is Man, where there is anger. And the Shastras describe that the anger is of two types. The first anger is Kalahaman, the anger generated between the worldly dealings which all of us have. The second man is pranayaman, the anger which is aimed at enhancing love for someone. And that exists only between Shri Radha and Krishna. Whenever they are angry with each other, they try to enhance their love for each other. So Dan Man, then Chori, the pastime of stealing, which Krishna performs, and he is famous with this particular quality which he has of stealing. The fourth is Hori, the colorful festival, where he plays with different colors, which we will hear about it. Then Ras and Vilas. Vilas means the everyday conjugal roaming pastimes of Krishna. It is said, Chandra mite, Dinakar mite. One day the sun will die, the moon will also die. Chandra mite, Dinakar mite, mite Triguna Vistar. All the three worlds will also die one day. Dradavata Shri Hari Vamshako, mite na Nitya Vihar. But the everyday roaming pastimes of Krishna and Shishir Radha Krishna, which they perform in this Braj, they will never end because they are beyond time and space. Now coming to the specific pastimes which take place in this area, in Braj, we all know there are 12 specific forests like Vrindavan, Mahavan, Kumudvan, Bhadravan. Out of this, there are also 12 sub-forests. 12 big forests and 12 sub-forests are also there. Like Gehwarvan, Kokilvan, Vilasvan, Rasolivan. So the area where we are seated now, this whole area near Giriraj is known as Vilasvan. And during the Vilasa Leela pastimes of Radha and Krishna, mostly only both of them and their most confidential associates are only there. So this area of Vilasavan has two specific lakes. The first lake is Bichua Kund on one corner. The second lake is Gulal Kund on one corner. So at Gulal Kund, Shri Gir ki Saghan Kandran Rain Nivas kiyo piya pyari. During the month of Vasant, during the spring season, Shri Radha and Krishna, they perform the holy pastimes everywhere throughout the whole day with all the Brajabasis, with all the associates which they have. Now in the night, the Nikunja pastimes take place in this Vilasavan, when both of them are together and only a few of the manjaris which are assisting them, they are only there. The village in which Gulal Kund is situated now, the name of the village is Ganthali. The word Ganthali comes from a small word gant. You know, when you tie a cloth, the knot is known as gant. When Sri Radha and Krishna, when they were playing Holi, there is a, you know, during Holi, whatever is adharma, becomes dharma. And whatever is dharma becomes adharma. That is the first rule of Braj Holi. Whatever mischievous things which you would never ever do, all those activities you have to do in Braj Holi. And whatever the nicest or the well-cultured and behaved part of you, you have to lock in the rooms from where you have come from. Then only the Braj Holi has influence over you. So whatever is adharma becomes dharma, and whatever is dharma becomes adharma in Braj Holi. So during the pastime when Sri Radha and Krishna have played Holi, so the gopis and the other associates, they do some things which even enhance the love of Radha and Krishna. And you know, there all these emotions of shyness, emotions of happiness, all these emotions are again re-established into the pastime by whatever things which the gopis and manjaris, they do. So when Radha and Krishna have enjoyed for the whole night, the gopis, they take the clothes. They take the clothes, the corner of clothes of Shyama Sundar and also of Shriji, of Srimati Radharani, and they tie a knot as if they are now soon going to be married. And as soon as Shriji and Shyama Sundar, they see the knot, they become a bit shy. So by tying this knot, by tying this gant, the name of the village comes as Ganthali, where this pastime has specifically taken place. This is also mentioned in the Gaudiya Shastras. There's a text which is known as Bhakti Ratnakar by Narhari Chakravarti Thakur, where this pastime, that how the gopis were assisting Radha and Krishna, and how they tied their clothes as if they are soon going to be married, to create a different joy into the pastime, that pastime took place here at Gulal Kund. Before this pastime, Radha and Krishna were playing Holi here. Now, we all know about Holi, but we are going to hear something extraordinary things which about Braj Holi. Why Braj Holi is a bit different from the Holi everywhere. This place at Gulal Kund, the festival of Holi takes place. There's also one small pastime associated with Srinath ji. If we look into the direction of Govardhan, there is a big temple over Shri Giriraj, which is the mandir or the house of Srinath ji.
Yeah.
The house of Srinath ji is over Giriraj. Who is Srinath ji? Is Thakur ji, also of Shri Madhavendra Puri. when Mahaprabhu was on his parikrama visiting different places in Braj, so he also came to Govardhan and he danced in kirtan and he embraced some of the shilas, and some of the shilas even appeared as if they melted when Mahaprabhu embraced them. And Mahaprabhu had a very, very sincere desire that he wanted to see. He wanted to have darshan of Gopal of Madhavendra Puri. But as a devotee, he could not walk over Giriraj. So he was lacking with this desire that I want to see Shishinaji, see Gopal. At that time, there were some rumors took place that some of the Muslims are soon going to attack Shinaji Mandir here in Jatipura. So Shinaji was somehow or the other carried to hide him in this village of Gantholi. And when Gopal was hidden here, that was an opportunity for Mahaprabhu to come and have darshan of Gopal here. So this pastime also took place in the same area. The festival of Holi has two different origins. How the festival of Holi comes into existence, there are two specific pastimes associated with it. The one pastime which everyone knows and everyone celebrates according to that is from the time of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, where the demonic Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill Prahlad through any possible way. When the sister of Hiranyakashipu, Holika, she gets a boon from Brahma that she has a sort of blanket which she would wear, and even if she would sit in the fire would not burn her. So she herself thinks of implying this plan to kill Prahlad. But when Prahlad sits into the lap of Holika inside fire, the fire burns Holika and Prahlad is saved. And all the Vaishnavas of that age, the ashes in Brajabhasha mean dhul, the ashes which are the byproduct when Holika is burnt, they take all those ashes. Next day, they take those ashes and they fly it in the air, celebrating the great victory of Sri Prahlad Maharaj over Holika or over Hiranyakashipu. That was in symbolic way, was the victory of devotees over the demonic forces, or the victory of Vaishnavas over the Rakshasas. And that day came to be known as Dhulandi. You know, they took them into the bowls, into the pots, and they were throwing at each other and playing Holi. This is one day concept of Holi, which we all know, which we all celebrate throughout the whole world. But the concept of Braj Holi is a bit totally different. Everyone celebrates Holi just for one day, but Vrindavan Braj lives Holi for the whole season. The pastime of Holi in Braj is known as Shri Vasant Utsav. We all know there are different seasons, and the spring season in Brajabhasha is known as Vasant Ritu, Vasant season. Because we don't celebrate Holi as a small one-day festival, but we celebrate it as a seasonal festival. So the timing of one season, the peak timing of one season is almost for 40 days. That's why we celebrate Braj Holi in Vrindavan for 40 days. Starting all the way from Vasant Panchami. from the day of Vasant Panchami onwards, the good days of Vrindavan start. From Vasant Panchami up till Gaur Purnima, for 40 days, the festival of Holi is celebrated. Braj Holi has two components into its celebration. We all see the wonderful colors. Playing with colors, playing with flowers is only one part which is well known among everyone. But the second, but the most essential part of Braj Holi is singing the Holi festival, which not many of us know. Although by the presence of Shishi Radha Shyama Sundar in Braj, Sada Vasant Rahet Vrindavan, throughout the whole year, it's like spring. In Vrindavan, the spring season never starts or never ends in one way, because just by the association of Radha Shyama Sundar, all the seasons come together, all the flowers blossom, all the birds start singing, even the yellow grass starts turning into green grass just by the association of Shishi Radha Shyama Sundar. But when specifically the season of Vasant comes in Vrindavan, it's like Mangal me Mangal. It's already auspicious, but it becomes even more auspicious. If you have one big ocean of happiness and you again put one more ocean of happiness, it doubles. That is like the joy of when the Vasant Panchami, when the Vasant season starts in Braj. The Brajabasis, according to the line of Sri Vallabhacharya, and also there are very beautiful narrations of Braj Holi even into the Gaudiya Shastras. After Mahaprabhu, 300 years before from here, there has been many Gaudiya Vaishnavs who have written immensely about the pastimes of Braj Holi. One of the very beautiful description comes into the Shastra known as Sri Madhu Keli Valli from Sri Govardhan Bhatt. He is from the line of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, where some of the rules or some of the pastimes what Krishna is performing into his Nitya Leela, into his Aprakat Leela and Prakat Leela are mentioned. The pastime of Vasant Utsav, the pastimes of Vasant Utsav are referred as Madan Mohan Mahotsav also. There is a beautiful conversation between, this comes into Puranas, between Narada Muni and Kamadev. Kamadev is referred to as Cupid. They call him as the god of love. This description where Narada Muni is asking Kamadev, you came into Satyuga, you came into Dwapar, you came into Treta, and you come also into Kali Yuga. You could win over Brahma, Shiva and the great devatas, but what happened when you met Krishna? So Kamadev expresses, when I met Krishna, I thought of challenging him. I wanted to have a duel. In good English, we call it duel, you know, hand-to-hand fight. So Krishna, when I asked Krishna that I want to have a fight with you, Krishna himself asked me what type of war you want to have. Although I was winning over everyone, I didn't even knew different types of wars, but Krishna started explaining to me different types of wars. So he asked, there are two types of specific wars. One war is fought from the forts, from the palaces. One army stands on one palace, another army stands on another palace, and they shoot arrows, they throw ammunitions, and that's how they are fighting. So I told Krishna that these types of wars I have fought many times. Tell me the second one. Krishna explains. The another type of war is on the war field, on a plain surface, when you are hand to hand in front of each other. And I told Krishna that I want to have this type of war. And when a war is about to begin, there are different symbols which mark the beginning of a war. When a war is about to begin, two different parties which are going to participate into the war, they have their flags. They raise up their flags. This is the army of that person. This is the army of the another person. Also, when the war is about to begin, big drums are played to announce the beginning of war. So this war with Krishna and Kamadev started during the Vasanta season. So as the war begins, we have a wonderful big drum which is played. So this pastime of Madana Mohana Mahotsav, but then Narada asks what really happened in the war. Kamadev expresses, Yada Radha Sangadhati Tada Madana Mohano. Because Krishna was in the association of Srimati Radharani. Until or unless he roams into the association of Srimati Radharani, Yada Radha Sangadhati Tada Madana Mohano. Up till that time, he always wins over me. When Krishna on the time of Vasant Utsav, the Vasant Ras starts from Chandra Sarovar, which is on the opposite side of Giriraj. We are on this side of Giriraj. On the another side of Giriraj, the pastime of Rasasthali, which is for the Vasanta season, is Chandra Sarovar. There, this Ras for this season takes place. So as soon as Krishna makes the first blow of air into his small flute on the day of Vasanta Panchami, just by hearing the first few syllables, Kamadev faints. Just by hearing those small few syllables, Kamadev faints as if he has been defeated. So on the first day itself, Krishna wins over Kamadev, and that's why this pastime of Vasant Utsav is also known as Madana Mohana Mahotsav. And there are many, many different writings by different acharyas which express about what specifically Krishna does on these 40 days. The well-known part of playing with the colors is well known, but the specific songs in the seva structure, in the worship structure of Braj, two things are very important. The first thing is bhoga and the second thing is raga. In Braj, according to different season, different material items are offered to Krishna. We are going to offer colors. We are going to offer some flowers, some oils, some fragrant oils to Krishna. This is one part of the service. The second part is raga. Different melodies are sung for the pleasure of the Lord in different season. During this specific season, the two specific melodies which are sung are Rag Kafi and Rag Dhamar. Rag Kafi and Rag Dhamar, the musical people, devotees know about it. The Rag Dhamar, it has so much of excitement which it builds as soon as you start playing it. So Rag Dhamar expresses different pastimes which are being played by Radha and Krishna during this time. The preparation is going in full swing. And soon some of the Matajis will have some sticks to beat each other. No, that doesn't come. So from the day of Vasant Panchami onwards, Krishna invites, or even the nature itself, even the Prakriti, even the Prakriti itself invokes Krishna to enjoy with her. The season of Vasant is like the young age or the adulthood of the nature. When the nature itself has so much power that it invokes Krishna, it invokes Krishna and Srimati Radharani to play around. There's a small pastime which I'm going to read. Starting from the day of Vasant Panchami up till the month of Falgun Purnima, the first 10 days are known as Uddipan, or they invoke Krishna that now the season of Holi has come, you know, get into it, make your turbans, have the wonderful clothing. So they are the Uddipan Leela days for the 10 days. The next 30 days which are going to come are the real Kriya Khela Divas, where Krishna will really play, or he will get into the festival. So the pastime expresses Mohan Khelat Hori. Krishna is playing Holi. Vamshi Vat Jamuna Tat Kunjan. Starting from the place of Vamshi Vat on the bank of Yamuna and up till Giriraj, all these Brajabasis, they start roaming around and playing with colors. Now there are different parties. Gopis are on one side, the Gopas are on one side. During the festival of Holi, who wins and who is defeated is judged by one thing. One who gets caught and the one who is more drenched into the colors is the one who gets defeated. And the one who gets caught, the other party who wins over, they do different things to that person. They take black kajal, they apply in his ears. They also make, with that same black kajal, they make some drawings on his cheeks, on their cheeks. So that person who is defeated has to bear all these things, which is soon going to come up, who is winning and who is defeated. From that day onwards, Krishna warns all the Gopas, please stay as attentive as possible. We never know of these clever Gopis that when will they catch us and they will try to defeat us. And prepare all the items which you have. We have wonderful watercolors. We even have a small pitchkari, the water gun. The gopis also have their instruments which they have, which they prepare. So on that day, Krishna and Balaram, they have already yet informed all the gopas that they should be well aware. If they get caught, then no one can relieve them away. And in this way, they come to a specific area of Govardhan, where there are small lakes which would supply some waters for their joyful Holi festival. Now the gopis have their own tricks how they want to catch Krishna. Aise hi simat sakal braj sundari mohan pakare tabahi. The gopis, they send the clever gopis, Lalita, Visakha and Chandrabhaga. All three of them, they try to bring Krishna somehow or the other into the talks that your mother Yashoda has sent something very wonderful for all of you to eat. You have been herding the cows since the whole day. Please come and have something. And they have there all the party waiting for them already. And although Krishna knows, but in Krishna still want to enjoy this wonderful rasa. somehow or the other gopis, by implying these tactics, they try to catch Krishna. And as soon as they find Krishna alone, they catch him. Now, as soon as they catch Krishna, the first thing they do is they take such clothes and they tie his hands like this behind. Now the gopis are expressing, "Mangate hi hum yeh vidnape dav ju paave kabahi." We were always looking, we were always praying to our great fortune, to our destiny, that when will we get that chance of catching Krishna? Now we want to revenge on you of all the misdoings which you have done to us always. Jab tum cheer hare ju hamare ha ha khai sabahi. Oh Krishna, when you stole the clothes from Yamuna, when we were bathing, we requested you like anything, but you didn't give us the clothes back easily. Now we want to take revenge of that. Ek sakhi kahe kahi kahe badan uthavo hum jo dekhan paave. Because there are so many sakhis there, many of them. Now some of them can personally see what are the other sakhis doing to Krishna. Some cannot see. So one sakhi from behind is telling, "Why don't you lift him up so that we can also see his face? Why don't you lift him up?" Shri Mukh Kamal Nain Mere Madhukar Tan Ki Tapan Bujave. Now one sakhi is saying, "Ek sakhi kahe akhiyan aanjo maathe benda lavo." One sakhi is saying, he is very proud, Krishna is very proud of his manly nature. Let's make him today as a gopi. One sakhi is saying, "Now bring some mascara, some kajal." Ek sakhi kahe aankhan aajo maathe benda lavo. One is saying, "Bring one bindi, let's put on his forehead." Ek kahe inhe ju nachavo hum sab taal bajave. One is saying, no, this is not as funny as we think. Why don't you ask him to dance and we will play some kartals or with our hands. We will ask him to dance. Ek ju sakhi achanak aayi mor paksh tin lilo. And one sakhi who is very powerful, she comes and she starts snatching all the things which Krishna has. She takes away the peacock feather from Krishna. She takes the flute from Krishna. Says, "Now decorate him beautifully." Ekhan aakh aaj mukh maadyo upar gul cha dino. Now one gopi, she makes beautiful kajal to Krishna's eyes and also makes some decorations. And she also pulls the cheeks of Krishna. Really like doing what they really were desiring for since long. Manat kon phag mein prabhuta man manyo so kino. During this month of Holi, who is Lord or who is servant? All these identification of being the Lord and being the servant is completely lost. They are doing whatever they wish like. Now, one gopi is telling, "Oh Krishna, you are very proud that you have an elder brother who is very powerful. Now call him." Ek ju kahe bol bal bhaiya tumko aan chhudave. Now call your brother. Now call your brother Balaram, if he can relieve you away from us. Sakha ek patve jo ghar ko jasmat ko le aave. Or maybe even if Balaram cannot get away, then why don't you call your mother Yashoda from Nanda Bhavan, that she will request us and she will ask us that, you know, please leave him. Now you have done whatever you want to do. Although janat ho chalbal kar chhute gahe ab chhut na paave. Although we know that you are very intelligent and you know very many many tricks how to get along or how to get away from anyone, now try to use your tricks. Krishna is still caught like this. One gopi is saying, okay, you don't need to call Balaram, you don't need to call Mother Yashoda. If you can do one thing to us, then we leave you. Shri Radha so karo vinati. Why don't you just come and pray dandavats to Srimati Radharani? Shri Radha so karo vinati, soi tumhe bhalai chudave. And if she says that leave him, then we can leave you. Durai te bal avat deke sakhi jo bahutak dhai. And as soon as this discussion is still going on, they see Balaram is also roaming around looking for Krishna because he has been missing away from them, from the Gopas, since a long time. Now, one gopi, Chandrabhaga, she is very powerful. She has so much power. She goes, she runs, and she even catches Balaram. Chal bal kar jaise taise hun unko gehlai. She catches Balaram and almost drags him up to the same place where Krishna has been caught. Unahu ki aankh aaj mukh maaryo, Radha Jusain batai. And as soon as she Radha saw that Balaram has also been caught, Shri Radharani also makes a symbol, a sign with her eyes. And also do whatever you have done to Krishna, to him also. An kiye ik thore, an kiye ik thore thade, hari hal dhar do bhai. Now they bring both of them together. Just imagine the Lord of three worlds, from whom Brahma, Mahesh, the three worlds, everything emanates from him. He is the most powerful. If he becomes little angry from Ananta Shesha and Lord Shiva, they tremble. But he has been caught. These gopis have caught him and his elder brother Balaram with their hand, and they cannot get away from them. They have been tied and they cannot go away. Now Brahma, Shiva and Narada, they all are very eager to see or to witness the pastimes of Krishna. They're watching from the skies. Dekh dekh Brahma Shiva Narad man hi man pachtahi. Brahma, Shiva and Narada, upon seeing this happening in front of their eyes from the sky, they are seeing, they are cursing their fortune. That why they are Brahma, Shiva and Narada, why they were not born as these Brajbasis in Braj. Ja karan hum dhyan dharat hain, dhyan hu avat nahi. Brahma, Shiva and Narada, they are thinking, we try to meditate upon that Lord. We use so much of Shastra, so much of sadhana, so much of meditation we try to do. We try to meditate upon this same Lord, but he still doesn't come into our meditation. Ja karan hum dhyan dharat hain, dhyan hu avat nahi. So dekho braj gopin aage, thaade jore bahi. And that same Lord is standing in front of these braj gopis, folding his hand and asking for their order. When will they leave Krishna and Balaram? Kar jore hari hal dar thaade, aagya hum kun di jai. Now Krishna and Balaram, they are saying, please, at least now, please leave us. Now, when you are defeated in Holi, you have to pay the price. So there is this beautiful tradition of giving some token of appreciation for those who have won. This is known as Fagua. After playing Fag, after playing Holi, you give Fagua. And Krishna, chodo hum jaye ghar apne, Pitambar mero dije. Now, please, whatever you have taken away from me, give it back. Give me my peacock feather, my pitambar, my flute. Please give that back to me. And Krishna asks the gopas to bring beautiful clothes and some fruits, which he gives as token of appreciation to the gopis because they have won. This is just one day of Holi. There are 40 days of Holi. In this pastime, Krishna is defeated on this day and Shriji wins. Another day, now it's turn for the gopas to take revenge. So Krishna also utilizes different tactics to take the revenge. There are different forms in which Krishna starts disguising himself so that nobody can know. Sometimes he takes the swarupa or the form of a very learned brahmana, or sometimes he becomes a bangle seller where he sells off bangles into the streets of Varshana, and sometimes he takes the form as a great yogi. Yesterday was the festival of Shivaratri. On that day we sing that festival where Krishna takes the form like Shiva, like a yogi, like a great yogi. Baghambar odhe saavaro jame yogi ko hunar hai kon. Krishna wears the tiger skin as a great yogi wears, and he puts all the ashes all over his body. Although he takes form as yogi, but he still doesn't have any of the qualities of yogi in Braj. Baghambar odhe saavaro yame yogi ko hunar hai kon. He doesn't have any qualities of a yogi, but he still takes form as yogi. On that day, gwal bal ko sang nahi hai. He doesn't take any of the coward boys with him. He want to do it alone. One man army show he want to perform. Ang vabhut lagaye, and he has ashes all over his body. Kamal nain sukh den kumar ku aaye hain bhesh banaye, just to enjoy beautiful rasa with the Braj gopis, he has taken this form. Shankh shabd sun jit tit te ar jur aayi braj nari. He takes a small drum, he also takes a conch. And when a yogi comes, he blows his drum, also his conch. And as soon as the gopis in Barsana hear this, they all come together. Badan vilok kumar radhe ko baithe hai asan mar. As soon as Krishna sees Srimati Radharani has come, so now he starts acting or posing himself as a greater yogi. He sits in a great asana and even closes his eyes. Dand kamandal dhare manmohan kat bandhe mrgchal. He also has a danda. Now there is a small stick-like structure which the great yogis who meditate for the longer period of time, which is like their armrest. So he has all those items. He even has a kamandal, you know, a vessel where he asks for bhiksha. Bhoniyari nen kamal dal. Although he has taken the form of yogi, but he still looks so beautiful that none of them can recognize him as Krishna. Now the gopis start asking him question. Kon disate aaye ho raval? From which direction you have come? Where are you from? Kahan teri man sa jaye? And where are you heading to? Where have you come from and where are you going? Aapan mon gahe mere swami Dakshina desh bataye. Now he says like this, because he's telling everyone that I am on Mounam. I don't speak anything. I only give signs. I only, you know, can make hand signs so that everyone understands. Apan mon gahe mere swami dakshina desh bataye. And he moves the hand in the southern direction. From Barsana, Nandagram is located into the side of south. So he moves hand into this direction. Hasbujat brashabhan nandini raval uttar deho. Oh yogi, give us some answers. Why have you come here? Where are you coming from? Karan kon vesh tapasi ko van taj dolat geh. Why have you taken this form as yogi? And why are you roaming into the village? The yogis should go into the forest. Why you are roaming here there into the village area? Shingi patra vivut na batuva sir chandana ki khor. And you are still a half completed. You have some symbols of becoming a yogi, but some of the symbols, some of the items are still remaining. Shringi patra is not there, where if someone asks you questions, how will you answer them? By writing. All these things you don't have. Now the gopis are saying, no, he doesn't really look like a yogi. Who is he? So now the gopis are making guesses. They are thinking in themselves. Chanchal chapal chatur dikhiyat hai. He looks very clever. And the yogis are very shant, very peaceful, very deep. And he doesn't seem to be at all deep. Chanchal chapal chatur dikhiyat hai ati madhuri muskan. And just look at him, he has such a beautiful smile. The yogis are never smiling at all. And he smiles like anything. You can feel as soon as he smiles, he captivates everyone. How can he be a yogi? Now the gopis are making very sarcastic remarks on Krishna. The gopis are saying, yogi nae koi bado evi yogi. Yogi nae koi bado evi yogi. Bhogi hai bhramar bhuval. He's not a yogi. He seems like a viyogi. Someone who has been separated from his beloved one. Maybe his wife left him, and that's why he has taken half form of a yogi and he's roaming here and there. And some gopis are saying, no, he's not at all viyogi. He looks like a bhogi. Because the yogis should go into the forest, and how come he is roaming into the village? He's not a yogi, he's a bhogi. As soon as Krishna hears this, now he want to come to what he has come for. Chutki bhabut daiye radhe ku. When a yogi comes into a village, he gives some things as ashirvad, as some blessings. So Krishna brings a small bag, a bag which he carries with him, and he want to give some ashes to everyone, some sacred ashes which he carries. So the gopis are taking, and as soon as he takes and he gives to Srimati Radharani, Chutki Bhabut Daiye Radhe Ku. And as soon as the hands of Shama Sundar touch to the palm of Srimati Radharani, she knows who is he. Manhar liyo tanak chitvan me chale hai bagambar jhar. And just by that beautiful touch, and then Krishna smiles at Srimati Radharani. She knows he's not a yogi, he's not a bhogi, he's not a vyogi. Is Shyam Sundar, and he takes his Bagambar, where he's hiding everything, all the colors which he has, and also the gopas. And the gopas come from all different directions, like monkeys reach from here and there, here and there, here and there. They come from all the directions. Now they catch all the gopis. Manmano sokino. Now they do what they want to do. Keshar ki chmali galan pe. Now they take water and some saffron and they mix it together. And there are three types of colors which are used in Krishna's Leela. One is the powder colors which we see. The second is the water colors, the colors which come from flowers. In these four pots, if you see, we have color which comes from teshu flowers. There are special types of flowers. If you just dip them overnight, they leave such a wonderful saffron-like color that if it comes to you, at least 10 days are required to wash it off. And it just comes from those flowers. That's all. You don't need to put any chemical or anything. Still, up till today, these same flowers are used to make colors for the holi, which the mandirs, which is played in the temples of Braj. After this, then Krishna and Balaram, they also start, because they have enjoyed so much with the gopis throwing colors at them, that day they could win. Now the gopis express their heartfelt desires to Shyam Sundar. Chir jeevo hori ke rasiya, chir jeevo. O Krishna, O the player of holi, may you live long for millions of years. Jolo suraj chand uge hain. Till the time when there is sun and moon in the sky, to jolo suraj chand uge hain, to lo tum braj mein basiya lala. O Krishna, till the time when the sun and moon are still on the horizon or in the sky, till that time you should live in Braj. And in this way, for millions of years to come, you should always come and play holi with us. So water colors are used, powder colors are used, flowers are used, and different types of colorful pastes. For example, chandan paste is also used. There is one paste known as aragaja, which is like melted gur. The color is little brownish, which also come from different flowers, from the different mixture of flowers. The gopis play, the brajabasis play, and from that time onwards into the when Krishna was there on this specific Vrindavan, although he never leaves Vrindavan, but the tradition of playing holi is still celebrated even so many thousands of years have passed. And during these 40 days of holi, there is holi everywhere in different villages of Braj. From Vasant Panchami onwards, deities Krishna, Balaram, Radharani, they all start having colors. The Brajabasis start putting colors on them. They keep some colors always in front of the deities. They sing these pastimes, these leelas, which really express in detail about what is really happening. You cannot really love a person if you really don't know about him. And love is all about detailing. When you know someone detailed, what he likes, what he does, how he plays, how he sleeps, what all activities he performs, then appreciation for him, then the love for him enhances even more. Up till today, the Brajbasis have this mood. When the real days of Holi, which is especially 6 days before Gaur Purnima, for these days we only put very small colors, but from the from Navami, which is going to be on 8th of March this year, from that day onwards the big joyful color festival starts. From that day onwards up till Gaur Purnima, for 7 or 8 days, it's holy everywhere. And we play with that mood, the Brajabasis, especially in the temples. We have this mood that that Nitya Golok Vrindavan descends down on those specific days when the holi is played. We all in the whole world have a different logic, different concepts of how to play holi. Gaur Krishna would take the worst kurta which he has, or all of us would take the worst clothing which we have, which has at least 10,000 holes in it, which we will not even use as a wiping thing, wiping cloth, that we will wear, so that we will color ourselves and then we'll throw it away. That's all. But the Brajbasis have a different way, different concept of playing holi, because the Brajbasis are not participating into their own little holi. They are participating into the eternal pastimes of holi which Radha and Krishna are going to play. If someone invites you to the Prime Minister's house in India, you will not go in the clothes which are the worst which you have. You will go in the best clothing which you have. So on the day of holi, the Brajbasis wear new bagalbandi, new dhoti, new turban, and they still decorate themselves as cowherd boy friends of Krishna and Balaram. Some of them put peacock feathers and they are dancing in great joy. It is said, Baras Devas Lagi Rahe Arya Sukh Ki Asa Jiye Mai. The Brajabasis have a fire in their heart whole year. That fire of longing for holi is always there throughout the whole year. The Brajabasis are so eager for holi that they are every day waiting, when is holi coming? The Brajabasis even curse Brahma. Yo cho na bid na rache sabe divas hori hai jai. Why doesn't Brahma do like this? That each day of holi, each day of the year is holy. If every day in the whole year is holy, how joyful, how wonderful it is. There's a very specific tradition which is carried out in the area of Nandagram and Barsana. On the Ashtami, some gopis from Barsana, they come still dressed in the form of gopi vesh, and they bring a pot of color, which is like a symbol of invitation, which comes from Shriji, which comes from Srimati Radharani. They will bring it to Krishna and Balaram, that this invitation comes to you, that tomorrow you should come. Tomorrow you should come to play holi with us in Barsana. And that pot of color is given to everyone, thrown on everyone, so that everyone accepts the invitation from Shriji, from Radharani. And the next day, everyone is fully prepared with all their yellow color turbans, wonderful garlands, wonderful decorations. And on that day, there are no hard and fast rules of cleanliness and standard of worship, and even inside the altar. All the Brajabasis enter inside the altar. They stand like one hand away from the deities. That personal is the festival, because when they are very close to Krishna and Balaram, then they ask them, let's go now to play holi with Radharani and the gopis in Barsana. They get together, they have big drums which they play, they jump up and down. Khelo hori, khelo hori, rang rangilo, chhel chabilo, chatur sughar sundar balmasang. Khelo hori, khelo hori, khelo hori. They jump just with the rhythm. You can, even the stones which you keep there, they can also start jumping up and down. Such is the rhythm. In this way, they go up all the way up till the house of Brishbhanu Maharaj. And there, Varshanavasis are waiting eagerly with these pots of colors, this watercolor and the color powder. They throw so much of watercolor. If you have been to Sriji Mandir in Barsana Mandir, there's almost 1 foot high color, watercolor, inside the temple courtyard. You can see in the videos. There on one side, the Barsanavasis, on one side, the Nandagramvasis, they sit together and they sing these glorious pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which are eternally happening on that day. And everyone is throwing colors on them. And it is said that joy which one feels at that point of time, Ati hulas jiye mein badhyo, ik rasna varnyo na jaye. One tongue cannot describe it. One tongue cannot describe it. The rasa or the joy of Vrindavan cannot be expressed. How can a dumb person explain the taste of Rasagulla? If you feed Rasagulla to a person who is dumb, who cannot speak, how can he really express? The rasa of Braj is for feeling. You can experience it, you cannot describe it, you cannot put it into the words. After this beautiful, colorful holi, everyone goes into the streets of Barsana. In Nandagram and in Barsana, there are two streets which are known as Rangili Gali. In Nandagram also, in Barsana also, the streets are known as Rangili Gali, where this colorful holi is played, where the gopis and the gopas, they dance with each other, they joyfully color each other, and then the gopis also start using their sticks. Then it comes out the festival of Lathamar Holi, where they have these big sticks. The gopas have their turbans and shields, because when the demons of Kamsa were attacking Krishna and Balaram, the gopis also thought, we should also try to protect Krishna and Balaram. So in a playful way, they start using sticks like a playful practice to beat the demons away joyfully. So in this festival of Lathamar Holi, they beat, and they really beat. It's not just for fun. They really beat just on the shields. It is said when a gopi uses stick, devatas run away. So much power is there in the stick of a gopi. Next day, the Barsanavasis come to Nanda Bhavan to play the similar holi. When the festival of holi ends, at that time one very special thing takes place. Many of the sadhus, whom you don't see anywhere, you can see them there. And what are they doing? They are collecting the dusts where the festival of holi has taken place. For them, this dust is specifically has been touched by the participants from eternal Golok Vrindavan. They take that dust as a pain relieving medicine which they have for the whole year. They roll down in that dust, because the dust of Vrindavan normally, but when it comes into the touch of the festival of holi, becomes even more special. we will also have some little celebration of Holi. It is just a small tune-in into Holi. One can go on at least for 40 days to explain what Krishna is doing on different days of Holi. This was just a little introduction into the eternal pastime of Holi, which Krishna performs in the area of Gulal Kund and also in the whole area of Braj. When Krishna was leaving Vrindavan, one of the very strong argument which the gopis had for Krishna was, "Oh Krishna, why don't you still stay in Braj? Because soon your joyful festival of Holi is coming." And when Krishna was reminded of this specific thing of Holi, he almost was about to cry into tears, because soon he has to leave to Mathura. When Krishna could not be stopped by the gopis, and when he went to Mathura, the gopis were so much into the meditation, into the smarnam of Krishna, that they would remember each and every pastime which Krishna had performed with them. Krishna left the area of Braj around the month of Sharad, around the month of Sharad Purnima. Some days later, he killed Kamsa and he didn't come back up till the next festival of Holi arrived in Braj. We heard in such a beautiful way how dearly, how joyfully he enjoyed in Holi in Braj. But those joyful days were now just a dream for the gopis. There's a beautiful description about the separation of the gopis, how they really felt when the yellow season has again come to Vrindavan. The yellow color which we celebrate, which we are celebrating today, it seems to be very joyful. But the color of fire is also yellow. When without Krishna's presence, it seemed just like a burning fire for them. The Brajabasis, the Braj gopis would just sit on that road which Krishna took to go towards Mathura. Their only daily activity was to just sit there and to look into the direction of Mathura. When is he really going to come back? Neha lagyo mero shaam sundar so, neha lagyo mero shaam. The gopis are expressing, "Our only beloved Shyama Sundar has gone far away from us. Ayo Vasant," and now the Vasant season has come. "Sabe ban phule," all the forests are blossoming now. "Ketan phuli sarason," and the yellow mustard flowers have come up. Everything is turning yellow. The gopis are expressing, "We are also turning yellow." "Main piyari bhai piya ke virah mein," the gopis have also turned yellow, but by the separation from Krishna. "Niksat pran adhar so araj meri radha varso." For the gopis it's become very hard, as if their own life force is about to come out from their bodies. Then the gopis, when Uddhava came to them and they express this desire, which is like a prayer for even all of us. Udho jaye Mathura mein kahiyo itni raj mori hari so. The gopis are expressing to Uddhava, just convey one request, one special request which we have to Sri Hari in Mathura. What should he convey? Gehri nadiya nav purani. The gopis are expressing their own situation. Because we have been separated from Krishna, the separation looks like a deep river, and we are like a wretched ship, like a broken ship. Gehri nadiya nav purani. The separation is like a deep river, and we are like broken ships. A broken ship cannot cross a deep river. It can cross a deep river only if there is mercy. Gehri nadiya nav purani paar karo sagar so araj muri shyam sundar so neha lagyo mero shyam sundar so. This is our request which you should convey, Uddhava, you should convey to Sri Hari. And Uddhava, when he reaches back, he has this beautiful discussion with Krishna, and then Krishna shows Uddhava the eternal promise which he has for everyone. He shows Uddhava that the eternal association of Krishna is well received to the gopis, to the Brajabasis. He carries with himself the Nitya Goloka Vrindavan wherever he is. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagachami. Krishna doesn't go even a single step outside of Praj. He shows him how eternally Krishna enjoys all those six types of pastimes which Krishna is eternally performing. Even the pastimes of Holi, which we are soon going to start with some little contribution from Maharaj. We have a special songs which will be given even to each one of you. We will follow it through. We'll joyfully dance. And today is the day to follow a dharma. In Holi, whatever is dharma, you have to lock somewhere else. You have to be as joyful, as funful as possible. But remember, we take part into this Holi because Krishna and Srimati Radharani are the eternal or the leaders of this specific pastime. Aaj ke anand ki jai. Aaj ke anand ki jai. Jai jai Shri Radhe. Shyam.
Jai jai Shri Radhe. भगवान कह रहे हैं लड्डू चार मिल रहे हैं, कचौड़ी छह मिल रही है, तो जय क्यों ना बोल रही।
It is he's expressing laddu char, four laddus, six kachoris, and still you are as if you are eating four laddus and six kachoris, and still you are not calling out loudly jai. Otherwise, if you don't do it, then we have two sticks for you. Laddu char kachori che, Girraj dharan ki, Girraj dharan ki.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very, 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 very much. I do remember the times when we were with Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan Dham, and we asked him for further details into understanding the Braj culture. He actually said, ask the Braj Basis. It is known to us in our philosophy that there are five tenets or five points which Mahaprabhu held very dear. The first is that the Lord whom we worship is the son of Maharaj Nanda, and the second is that the land of Vrindavan is as worshipable as Krishna himself. The highest form of worship can be learned from whom? The gopis, right? And the proof for all this is to be found where? In the Bhagavatam. Yeah, I'm always aware that we as a movement, we are the Gaudiyas, we know a lot of stories and a lot of customs from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and yes, and we may be a little bit overwhelmed when we hear in such a different mood of Vrindavan, and today is a day where we can appreciate this culture. In general ways, we will not try to imitate Brijabasis, because they have the bhava, the mood, the understanding, the love, and so on. But we will certainly appreciate very much from the from our point of view, and we will be very, very, very grateful to see, because this is what is transcultural, but is beyond cultures and beyond things. It's a replica of the spiritual world which descends to Vrindavan in these festivals. So please give the holy festival. I feel some of you are already fearful. Oh no, what is going to happen? I should be Adamic today. No, don't have any fear. We will just have small, very careful, loving offering to Radha and Krishna. But please appreciate this. Your heart will be purified, your heart will be enhanced by this, and please appreciate with folded hands and but joyful hearts. Hare Krishna. So I wanted to just briefly, I don't want to destroy the turban. No, the turban should not be destroyed. It is not destroyed. This is my greatest achievement. I have a turban. So, Smita Krishna, joyful. So here is a song which is giving you the mood of Holi, and then I think we will sing a song in the style as it is done, and then we will offer the colors and everything to Shri Shri Radha and Krishna so that they can play. No, we are supporting their festival. Oh, the festival of Holi came to Braj. Everywhere Holi is played. In each street Holi is played. On each path Holi is played. All the houses are colored and drenched in the colors of Holi. All are playing Bhak Holi. That means they are in the respective groups. The Nandagramis are in the Nandagrami group, the others Vashana and so on. They all play according to their groups with their loved ones. However, this naughty son of Nanda, he's not caring about groups. He is playing with everyone, not caring if they are old or young or from this village or that village. That son of Nanda goes beyond all limitations. Some are playing by sprinkling color on each other with their syringes, you know, water guns. But this Mohan Krishna, he's producing an entire rain. Not a little psst, but a rain. Psst, by pouring a full pot of colors on the heads of everyone, making a stream of color. He's not following any rules of playing Holi. This son of Nanda, this Mohan Krishna, is very naughty today. With his sakas, he is continuously throwing handful of dry colors forcefully on everyone. Oh, the son of Nanda has become so crazy in playing Holi. Read more. What do we do now? He's so crazy, he's becoming so enthusiastic, no? In playing Holi, that he even throws full bags of colors. Means Krishna enjoys very much. If any lady tries to watch from behind her veil, he immediately opens her veil. The son of Nanda is so crazy in playing Holi that he is tearing the cloth. Some are throwing green, some are throwing pink, some are throwing Bijanti colors. This is a mixture of five colors. But this Gopal has colored me in Siam color. All the colors go after you wash them out. But this Siam color, as much as I wash it, it becomes more strong and more beautiful. This we heard yesterday from Gauranga Darshan when he quoted Prabodhananda Saraswati as saying that here in Braj you get Ekanti Bhava for Krishna. You single-minded exclusively think of Krishna. So his color Syam is coloring your heart and it does not wash away. Shri Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. And now, Syam means it should go in the heart. It should, you should not be able to wash away the Syam. It is always staying with you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. before any of the singing of Holi begins in Braj, all the participants into the singing of Holi are worshipped or invoked as a person. The song which we are going to sing is coming through you, coming to you. Before that, Marge, we will do a small little ceremony where we color each instrument which comes into the usage of the singing of Krishna. We have a big drum, we have a big water gun which will throw waters on all of you. No, that is not coming. It is just to show you what really the mood and the instruments of Holi are really like. And during the singing, as goes on, maybe Smita Krishna and Maharaj will again, you know, go on for the Kirtan. And then there will be some of the surprises coming through here and there that we will also see through. At the end, we are not spraying water. First, we will ask Maharaj to, we will do some little holy celebration with Giriraj first, and then we will leave these colors here only. Before leaving, all of you can come. Before leaving, you can also sprinkle some colors over Giriraj, so that you are also making with your own heart that Shri Giriraj is playing Holi. These colors will be there for a longer period of time after Kirtan, and when we will do Parikrama, and even after that, you all can sprinkle some colors over Giriraj. First we will ask Maharaj, and we will also show you some of the instruments of Holi. Radhe.
आज भी रज में होली लसिया